today in the house is... You're so tired.
Oh, I got hella chinky eyes.
Killer K in the house.
You are listening to...
Sick Gang with Friends and Strangers.
I'm looking for a certain photo that... Okay, so we'll just start right here. So, first question. Out of Thor, Captain America, Iron Man, and...
The Hulk.
And the Hulk. Well, I don't know why we're starting off with, like, a nerd topic, but whatever. It's cool.
You know what? That's actually what I was going to talk about today, too, as well.
Okay. So. Which movies have you seen?
Okay, I've seen all the Iron Mans. Or, excuse me, both of the Iron Mans.
Okay.
I've also seen The Hulk. Watched the first Hulk, and then I watched The Hulk with Edward Norton, who was also in Fight Club.
All right.
And haven't seen the Captain America movie yet, which I want to.
All right.
And Thor, honestly, Thor probably is one of the most boring Marvel superheroes for me, actually. Like,
did you see it, though?
I didn't, because it's just, he's boring to me, man. Like,
that's the only one I haven't seen is Thor.
Was Captain America worth seeing?
It was entertaining, as much as a Captain America could be. I'm not a Captain America fan. I'm not even a fan of America, to be completely honest. But, it was good.
Yeah.
I don't know if most people are gonna, if it's worth seeing in the theater, but it was good.
Really?
Okay, I haven't seen Thor, but I could almost guarantee you it's better than Thor. How about that? But in my book, it's like, what's better, Incredible Hulk or Iron Man? You know what I mean? Like, because Iron Man's effects are, like, fucking amazing.
Yeah. Well, see, I liked Iron Man 1 more than I liked Iron Man 2.
Yes, I did too, yeah.
And I liked Hulk.
Wait, I liked Iron Man 2 better.
You liked 2?
That's the one with, that's the one with Don Cheadle, or what's this called?
The other War Machine.
Yeah, I like that one.
So here's my little rant on that. They should have used him in the first movie.
Yeah.
Rather than the second movie and recasting.
Right.
I really don't like it when movies recast. I think it just kind of loses.
Who played him in the first one? In the first Iron Man, he was a different person?
He was a totally different guy.
Really? Fuck. I'm going to look that up then. Well, I was looking for... Okay, so suppose... I sort of saw the scene here, but it's, like, really shitty. There's a scene where you can see all of them together, but this one's, like, really lame. So there's a... Oh, shit. I don't remember. Why don't I remember?
So Tony Stark is in...
Yeah. Well, he's not in Captain America.
No, in the Avengers.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay. Was he not in the original?
No, he was, but... Remember at the end of number 2, they said that he wasn't going to be in Avengers?
I don't remember.
No, weird.
No, he will be in it, though. There's supposedly a picture like this, but you can also see... Well, this is my other thing. Who's going to play the Hulk? Because Edward Norton dropped out.
I heard Edward Norton dropped out.
That's great. Like, it's like... That's an example of walking away from Crazy Money, and, like, Dave Chappelle, like, leaving a show is, like, an example of walking away from Crazy Money.
Seinfeld,
and also they're redoing Spider-Man.
I don't want to talk about that.
Well,
that's really upsetting.
It's like, I don't know what happened with Tobey Maguire, but he walked off the set. The director left, right?
No, I think the director left, and then Tobey Maguire also left because I was reading that they wanted to do a reboot where he's back in high school,
right?
Which, if you know Tobey Maguire, he's like in his what? Late
30s? Mid-30s, I'd say. But not a screen chicken.
How are you going to be playing a high schooler kid
if you're shitty. In
the late 30s? That's kind
of... Computer-generated.
That's whack.
Yeah,
that's
it is lame. What I do like about the new Spider-Man, though, because I saw the preview, is that, like, the Amazing Spider-Man, the cartoon, that he's going to have, like, the web isn't going to be, like, flying out of his ass, like, in, like, the first, like, the three with Tobey Maguire. It's actually going to be cartridges, which it's, like, I kind of liked the regular movies because they came through. But if you remember in the cartoons, he was constantly, like, running out. So it would, like, it was almost, well, like...
Well, Batman was a scientist, so he had to come up with that.
Yeah.
He had to come up with cartridges, which was cool.
And what's also cool is that I think in this one, they're not going to wait to introduce Doc Ock. Wait. Yeah. The guy...
Doc Ock or the Kingpin?
Oh, no. Who's... Not Doc Ock. Who the hell...
The Lizard.
Yeah, that's Doc Ock, right?
No, that's Dr. Connors.
Who does he turn into, though? He turns into the Croc.
Yeah, no, he turns into
the Croc is Batman. Holy shit. Who's Doc Ock? Doc Ock is the dude with the
octopus.
Oh my god, I'm way off. Dr. Connors?
Yeah, Dr. Connors.
I don't remember that name. But he turns into...
The Lizard.
The Lizard, yeah. I think that... Because in the regular movies, that character was in there, but he didn't turn into the...
From what I understand, it was going there.
Yeah. But they, like, waited way too long.
Way too long. The third movie, they kind of just crammed a lot of shit in there. I mean, you had the Sandman, you had Venom.
Yeah.
And you had Green Goblin Jr., and then you had Doc Connors.
And Sandman.
I mean, the Sandman was a Spider-Man character, but he wasn't huge.
Yeah. They didn't do Shocker. They could make a badass Shocker.
They,
like,
they didn't make Shocker. They,
I'm going to look
they
up.
They didn't really do. They could have made a really cool Rhino.
Yes. Spider.
I want to see that picture though with the Avengers picture.
Well, that's if you piece them together, that's pretty much it. Oh, if you piece them together, that's pretty much it. Because here's a Captain America, and then the one with Tony Stark. But the problem is now is that there's. I'll look it up on IMDb real quick. I'm gonna look up Spider-Man villains.
I want to see who.
But I don't know if they've cast the Hulk yet. They had to have because they've started making it.
I hope it's Edward Norton. I mean, I know it's not, but. But I would love it to be Edward Norton because I thought that was a perfect role. Or cast, excuse me.
Yeah, I'm going to look up and see who they... Oh, okay. Damn, too many things are just rolling in here. Well, let's finish this, but then I want to talk about this movie coming out.
Is that the Planet of the Apes?
Rise of the Planet of the Apes. Yeah. It looks bomb to me. Like,
I thought it looked pretty good.
When I first saw the preview, okay, so I knew in the back of my head that I was like, all right, there's another Planet of the Apes movie coming out because I've heard it from people. But when the preview for this one starts that I saw, it looked like it would be a totally different movie.
Right.
Because they take it, they give, what do they give the movie, what do they give, like, the ape or the chimp in, to develop his brain or whatever? He, like, learns quicker, right?
Was that cereal? Wait, no, that's
serum
that's,
or something.
That's the movie We're Back. Never mind. They fed the dinosaurs cereal.
Have you ever seen the movie They Live with Rowdy Roddy Piper?
No.
We need to watch that and then do a podcast right after.
I think so.
Down. He, like, puts on these weird glasses, and there's, like, these, like, invisible space monsters or whatever.
Oh, wait, I think I remember
it's,
that.
That's very, that description is very loose. I've seen it once when I was a little kid, and I don't remember every little thing, but I know it's crazy, so. All right, what was I looking, oh, yeah, Avengers. I'm just gonna look up, who they've cast.
I just tried watching, the movie Little Monsters with, Fred Savage and Ben Savage.
Little Monsters. That's the one with the dude with the mohawk?
Yeah, it's a mohawk and horns.
Yeah, what is that about? I remember the movie, but...
That's about monsters and... Monsters scream with kids. I don't know. Basically, I think the monster was Howie Mandel.
Really?
And I watched maybe 15 minutes of it. And I thought, when I was younger, that movie was awesome.
Really?
And the movie was horrid.
Okay, you're not going to believe this. We should watch that and then watch They Live and podcast.
Okay.
All right, you're not going to believe this. Okay, this is right off of IMDb, and the date
What's IMDb stand for?
Internet Movie Database.
Okay.
What site is that? All right. So this is I have to date this because I don't even know if this is going to change or if it's even... I'm not really believing what I'm reading. But this is as of August 4th, 2011. So I'll go over everyone else, and then I'll get to Hulk.
And this is the Avengers movie?
This is the Avengers. This is Avengers 2012, okay. As of August 4th. And it says, what does it say? So directors, it says Josh Whedon, or Whedon, I don't know how you say his name, stars. Okay, so it's going to have the guy, Chris Evans. Okay, so it's going to have the guy from Captain America. He's still playing, same guy. Same guy from Thor. They're introducing Hawkeye as a character.
He shoots arrows.
Right, but he's, I mean, he didn't get his own movie. He should have had a movie versus Thor, probably. Because I know that character more than I know Thor.
Like I said, I really don't like Thor. Thor's weak.
All right, but that's being played by Jeremy Renner. He's the guy from...
Can you click this picture so I can see who he is?
Yeah, yeah. He's badass. He's a really good actor. He was the guy that was in The Town. This is probably a better one. And he was in that movie.
Oh, he was in The Hurt Locker?
He was in The Hurt Locker, yeah. He was the screw, yeah.
That's kind of cool. I mean, yeah.
Hawkeye.
I can see him as Hawkeye.
Hawkeye. Okay, Scarlett Johansson is Black Widow. I don't know who Black Widow is.
Isn't Black Widow's like the female Spider-Man almost? She has red.
Good or bad?
I think she's good.
Yeah? That's, I don't care. She's going to be hot. Wait, but wasn't she in Iron Man?
Ooh.
I think she was. Because it was her and Gwyneth... Fuck, I don't know. Gwyneth Paltrow was like his secretary, but I thought that she was in... Wasn't she in one of them?
Wait, go ahead.
Let me click on her.
Click Iron Man real quick.
I'm pretty sure she was in
Iron Man.
Oh my god, dude. Well, what's hot is like, she's got a good face and all, but she's got like a full body. She's not skimping out on top or bottom.
Anything.
With most...
So yeah, right there, she was in Iron Man 2.
Yeah. Yeah, she was like, yeah, yeah. Okay, so she's going to play Black Widow?
So she was Black Widow in the movie anyways.
Really? But she didn't... Did she fight at all?
Yeah, she had that badass fight scene.
Like, I don't remember, dude.
That's crazy. That actually kind of makes me a little happy.
This movie's going to be huge, though. Like, yeah. So it's going to be loaded.
Robert Downey Jr.
Right. And then Mark... Whoa, okay. So this is where it's going to get weird. And then I'll read. So Nick Fury, Samuel L. Jackson, he's been in all the movies so far.
Right.
Okay, so Jarvis, Sharon Carter. Okay, so now on to the Hulk. So Mark Ruffalo is going to play Bruce Banner, the human counterpart of the Incredible Hulk.
Sure.
Who? And I'm going to have you guess because I just read it and I don't believe it, but it's actually really friggin' cool. Who do you think is going to play the voice of the Hulk? Because obviously he's CGI. Who would you cast as the voice of the Hulk? First of all. And I'm just going to... I'll give you the ultimate clue. Think the Incredible Hulk.
The actual old guy? What's his name? That played it back in like the 80s? Shut the hell
the
up.
The 70s?
Lou Ferrigno?
Lou Ferrigno is going to play the voice of the Hulk.
Shut the fuck up.
How perfect is that? If you think about it, you have a character who's going to play Bruce Banner, the human, the scientist guy. And then when he transforms...
He's Lou Ferrigno.
He's Lou Ferrigno, which really makes perfect sense because he's going to have a totally different voice. They're probably going to make him scream and go crazy, so he's going to sound totally different, like he would after you morph.
Right.
It makes perfect sense, and how perfect is it that he was like the original Incredible Hulk?
Yeah, that's really cool.
It's
weird. I still think he should have been... what's his name? What was his name?
Lou Ferrigno, man.
No, not Lou Ferrigno. The guy that played in the last Hulk movie.
Come on. Fight Club. Edward Norton.
Yeah,
He was great.
I think Edward Norton should have been the human counterpart.
Well, he played a badass Bruce Banner. Yeah, I'm with it.
He did.
But I think it's cool that they're doing two actors to play one superhero. Like, that's...
Yeah, that's really cool. Let me see the actor that's playing him now.
What do you mean? Oh, Mark Ruffalo. You'll recognize him when you see him.
What is he known for?
You'll recognize him when you see him. You recognize him. He was in I know him from The Zodiac. He was the cop. He's also in Shutter Island, Eternal. I don't remember from Eternal. Let's see, Margaret. He was in Date Night. I don't remember that shit at all. Kids Are All Right. That's where I've seen him. Dude. The Brothers Bloom, Blindness. He's been in a shitload of movies, but the only thing that I really know him from is Zodiac. Do you remember Collateral with Tom Cruise? I don't remember him in that, but he was in that. The Brothers Bloom.
Just click this picture and then see if I can...
Yeah, he's... Recognize him at all?
Oh, yeah. That's Bruce Banner. That's kind of weak, I think.
Yeah, well, it should have been Edward Norton.
Yeah.
But if you walk away from the money, you know, what is that... I guess it just shows you how much... Well, it shows you some people, you know, if they don't believe in something, then, you know, even money
can't... He should have stuck with it.
Is that not big enough of a price tag, or are you...
I don't give a fuck. Even if someone said, hey, you want to play a the Hulk in Avengers
for $10 and just hang around Scarlett Johansson. Fuck yes!
I would pay them for letting me.
Okay, sir, Chris, we're gonna seriously chop off both of your arms after the filming is complete. But you do have to. You have like a kissing scene or a nude scene or whatever with Scarlett Johansson. Will you do this role? You want just my arms?
if I can use tongue and just be nasty, you can take my legs.
You can take my fucking head. I don't give a shit. Yeah. Well, okay. So I'm looking forward to the Avengers movie. But beyond that, do you think that they've rushed through it? It's like in the same year's time, they've come out with Iron Man 2. I think this is within a year's time. Iron Man 2, Thor, and Captain America. I might be off on the Iron Man 2, but it's maybe like a year and a half.
Thor, Captain America. All the Avengers.
Well, it just seems like
who else is on the Avengers? I mean, who do we have for villains?
Good question.
I think I saw Loki up there.
Yeah, Loki is Tom Hiddleston. I don't know who that is. I don't even know who Loki is. What else has he been in? He was in Thor, the video game. Oh, he was in Thor, so he's a bad guy from Thor. Oh, he's in this one. I'm sure they're gonna have Red Skull from Captain America.
How was he in the movie? Without giving it away.
Good. You mean the villain? It's the same villain. The guy who plays Red Skull is Agent Smith from The Matrix. And he's also the guy who plays V from Vendetta. What's his name? Hugo Weaving. He's first of all, he's a badass actor, and he does a pretty good job of Red Skull. The thing about the whole Captain America is I've only seen a couple cartoons with him in it. I mean, you know, I think, wasn't he one of the first, was he one of the first Marvel guys? Didn't he come out around World War II? Or is that just the story? Fuck, I have all these questions.
I don't know.
And no way to look it up. Like, I wish, we should invent something where when you want to know the answer to a question, you could like,
you can, you know, enter it into something.
Punch it into something.
You can enter it.
You know, kind of like with like a typewriter, you can like type out a question and send that question off somehow, maybe through the mail, and then you'd have to wait a couple days and someone smart would. We could invent that and be rich. Anyways.
What would we call it?
Ploppers.
Okay, I like it. Just things that's plop into your lap.
I'm going to look for more villains. Pepper Potts, not a villain. Here's a good question. In a movie, superhero or not, but there's good and evil, would you rather play a hero or a villain?
It depends.
Well, maybe it's already an established villain like Two-Face, or maybe it's like totally not established at all, or Joker or whoever, or maybe it's like just a random ass movie that hasn't been written yet.
It depends on the villain. Does the villain always lose or do...
Maybe. But he's badass though. You're you know, I mean, I don't know. I guess the question is like, does your soul like get pulled like to the dark side, or are you more of like a, no, I must protect the innocent people?
I'd probably be more of like an evil vigilante.
Good guy.
Yeah. Probably a good guy that has problems.
I'm gonna save the woman's life, but only so I can fuck her. Like that's
sure. Just give me that.
That's fucking awesome. There isn't any more.
I still want to see the picture.
There isn't any more bad guys. I looked for it and I couldn't find it. But back to Spider-Man, really quick. I want to look at the villains, which here's like a cool little poster.
I'm gonna say this, and I know everybody else is gonna back me on this. On the third movie
of Spider-Man, Okay,
Venom looked like a bitch.
Venom. Like yeah. Venom's
a big ass motherfucker.
It wasn't hardcore at all.
He looked like a bitch.
So this is a kind of a weird ass.
What about the Scorpion? I mean, he would have been cool.
Scorpion would have been badass. Who was the Hunter guy? I forget.
Craven.
Oh, here the names are right there. Craven.
Let's test my knowledge. Just show me a character.
Okay. You can't read those.
No.
All right. This one's kind of hard. I don't even remember this guy, but
that's the Chameleon.
I don't. So that's someone who can morph.
Yeah,
basically, that would be a badass character.
He only can change by his belt.
So he has to be wearing the belt in order to change.
The belt, yeah.
But But if he, like, sees somebody, he can turn into them, or can he just...
I think it's to anybody.
Badass.
Yeah, it's a Scorpion.
I can zoom in. Oh, now you can read him, though.
Oh, I'll sit back.
Who's that guy?
I can't see. That's Electro.
That's your favorite genre. Who's this dude? Looks like a dorky Wolverine. Oh, shit.
I'm gonna say, Hammerhead.
Nope. Owl. I don't remember that guy at all.
I've never heard of that guy.
That guy's named Owl. Who's this dude with the monkeys? He's wearing a red suit.
Mr. Bobo.
He goes by Red Ghost.
Don't
remember. This guy?
That's Nick Fury.
That is Nick Fury.
There's Thor's punk ass.
Why is Human Torch? Oh yeah, he was a friend of Spider-Man. I didn't know there was a Sandman 1 and Sandman 2, but they show both. Kraven. Kraven would be a badass character.
Yeah, he is a badass character. What's the Punisher?
Punisher.
Hobgoblin.
Kingpin. Now, they haven't done Kingpin for Spider-Man, but they did Kingpin for...
Don't talk about that movie.
Daredevil. I'm not gonna talk. Why not? It was so good.
That was one of the worst movies I've ever seen. I wouldn't wipe my ass with that movie.
Who's this guy?
That's Mysterio.
Don't you have an action figure of him? Isn't he in that pack or no? No, you only they're only good guys. Alright. Rhino.
The Rhino would be badass.
That's Daredevil? I thought Daredevil wore all red.
No, he actually wore yellow.
This is a weird. Who's this guy? You remember him?
That's the Vulture. I felt bad for that guy.
Dirgir?
No, that's the Vulture.
That is Vulture. Then this poster's fucked up. And they, okay, so they also have...
What they call the Green Goblin?
Der Grün Kobold. Oh, you know what this is? This, I think this is in German.
German.
Yeah.
What's the Rhino say?
Rhino says Rhino. I mean, for some things, I don't think they translate. They translate, but...
What about Doctor Doom?
Just Doctor Doom.
Who's the red
guy? Maybe it's not. The red, Tarantel? Tarantula?
I don't know.
This is a weird-ass poster.
Okay, let's... Real quick, top... Your pick. Top 10 greatest superheroes.
Oh, I'm gonna look up something real quick because someone just did a list and then I'll compare. That's funny you brought that up because someone, like... There's a place that just did a top 10 of superheroes and villains, like... But it's of all time, so we'll compare real quick.
Let's see if we agree.
But top 10, heroes or villains?
Let's do, before we look this up, and then we'll see how far off
we are. Well, personal favorites are just like...
Let's do personal favorites.
Okay.
What are the top 10?
Top 10?
Superheroes.
Superheroes? I hate superheroes. All right, top 10 superheroes.
You would be a villain.
I would be a fucking villain, dude. I would be like, I don't know, man. Yeah, I would be a villain. I'm not going to lie, though. Hannibal Lecter will always be cooler to me than Clarice Starling. Silence of the Lambs. So, I think that's the ultimate question. Would you rather be Hannibal Lecter or would you rather be Clarice Starling? I want to be Hannibal Lecter because he has a chance to, you know, fuck Clarice Starling.
It's true.
Yeah, this is a weird reference. Okay. Okay, so top 10 heroes. Villain.
Number 10.
Well, I'm going to start with number one, and then maybe I'll go back and forth. So number one for me is Batman. I love Batman.
Number two
hero. It's kind of split, but I'll do two and three. So in no particular order, Wolverine and Gambit from X-Men.
So Wolverine's two, maybe with Gambit?
Gambit is number three, yeah. Actually, I'm going to make Gambit number two and Wolverine number three. So, suck it. Yeah, okay. Number four of good guys. Shit, this is kind of hard. I'm just going to start naming people off because this will take forever. A favorite. Of good guys? Dude. God damn it. I'm going to do five.
Okay.
Ten's
five.
Fucking crazy. Okay. So we'll go Hulk and Iron Man. Yeah, four and five.
So for me, my number one probably would be probably I like Nightcrawler a lot. I was a big Nightcrawler fan.
Nightcrawler's badass. Okay, if I can have a number six, I would say Morph, but go ahead.
Morph is probably my second one.
Okay.
Even though they fucking killed him off and then brought him back in cold-blooded. Three would probably have to be Colossus. And, which is really weird, right. Which is really weird because most of the time, I like the X-Men series a lot. That's,
yeah.
That's where I was at. Four would probably be Bishop. I like Bishop. Bishop or Cable before.
Yeah.
And five would have to be it's a cross between
two. Robin.
No. It'd have to be either between the Hulk.
Yeah.
Or the Flash.
Flash is badass.
Which is oddly because it's DC and I really don't like a lot of DC superheroes.
No. Flash is badass though. All right, so here's the top 10 comic book characters. Do you want to go backwards?
Yeah, go back. Go from 10 down.
Okay.
And then I'll say yes or no.
So number 10, the Punisher.
He's kind of cool.
He's badass.
He's pretty badass.
But the movies they did, like the last...
I'm going to say he's B.A.
I didn't see the first one with... I forget who played him in the first one. I don't know who plays him in the second one they made. Second one's kind of...
You still haven't seen the first one?
No, but I've seen the second one.
You need to watch the first one.
Really?
Yeah, it's much better.
But they changed the actor. Already.
Yeah.
The second one was badass, but there was something missing from it. I don't know what it was.
If you watch the first one, that something will totally be there.
Really? Okay.
It's way better.
I'll watch it. But, yeah, what could they bring Punisher into that they haven't? Like, Spider-Man? Could he be in a Spider-Man movie and be badass?
You know who else is a really good superhero, though, too, that we completely forgot?
Who?
Just because he's black as night. He's Darkness.
Darkness?
He's Darkness.
That's his name?
Talking about his skin tone.
Oh.
Wesley Snipes and Blade.
Okay, is he a superhero? Well, yeah, he is, but is he a comic book? Blade?
Yeah, he is.
How old?
Old. Marvel.
No shit.
Yeah, because remember he was in Spider-Man.
I don't remember this.
Yeah.
But I'm going to change... Fuck, who's he gonna... Now I'll just say he's number seven then. Blade. Blade's badass. I don't even think of Blade when I think of superheroes. Or Spawn, for that matter. Spawn would be in my top 10.
Spawn's
so I'm up to 8 superheroes.
Yeah.
Fuck, both black.
Both black.
Mm. Yeah.
Black as night.
I'm turning into the dream team over here with my superheroes. Michael Jordan, number 9. No. Alright, so number 9 on top superheroes is Spawn.
That's awesome.
That is badass. But again, I don't... Totally a comic book, but I don't really think of them like that. Like, when I think of badass action figures, I think of Spawn. But then when you think about a character with their power, he's fucking... those chains he has and the cape.
Yeah.
Dude, and he looks badass. Number 8. Captain America. I wish I could make these bigger.
Head going. That's right. It's never
mind. Oh, it doesn't make it bigger.
What is Captain America's powers again?
Well, he was a super soldier, and he has that shield that he can throw, and it'll, like, come back, and he's just he's a badass. But he's pretty much, like, they gave him, okay, so, I don't know how it is in the comic book, but in the movie, he's this wimpy dude, he really wants to serve, they won't let him serve because he has all these problems. They sign him up for this experimental thing, this test, he's basically on steroids,
okay.
But he got, like, super growth hormone, so he's like a super... ass kicking badass. He can run fast. He can do everything better.
So they basically gave him crack.
Pretty much in steroids. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Go America. That's
See,
America
Captain,
right there.
Captain America, CA, crack addict.
Number 7, the Green Lantern.
Boring.
Really?
I never.
Did you see the movie though?
No.
The movie's actually pretty badass. I think it's out for rent now, so rent it. It's definitely worth renting.
Wasn't it just in theaters?
May have been, but I'm almost certain you can rent it now. It's definitely worth renting. I would say see it in theaters, but it's definitely worth renting.
Number 6,
which they haven't really done a remake of lately, but Wonder Woman.
I would fuck Wonder Woman.
Yeah. Yeah. She's good.
Her pussy muscles probably would crush your dick, though.
Her pussy muscles. Number 5, the Hulk.
Wow, that was yours. 5.
I think 4 was. They don't even mention Iron Man on this one. Those Cox. Iron Man's pretty cool. Whatever. Number 4, Wolverine.
Yeah, I was actually listening to a radio talk show.
They were talking about this?
They're talking about Wolverine.
Oh.
And they said that Wolverine had no superpowers and that all he had was claws, which is stupid because he actually has the power. I'm going to sound like a geek, but he has the power to regenerate.
No, let's geek out. That's actually his power. That's really his only power, is that he can regenerate.
Yeah.
Really quick. Like,
and nobody knows the age that he is.
Yeah.
Which brings me to another question, is, so, with him being able to regenerate, and no one knows his age, and stuff, and same goes for vampires.
Right.
And stuff. I mean, do they just age to, like, the age 30, and then, like, stop aging?
Well, from all the vampire movies that I've seen, which is only probably, like, 1 or 2, once you get turned as a vampire, you don't age past that point.
I'm saying born as a vampire.
Oh, if you're born?
Yeah.
You probably grow up to be as old as Jesus, and then you don't get older. So, yeah, about, like, 33. About 30. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I'm not talking about Jesus that people, like, pray to. I'm talking about this guy who works at the gas station just down the street from my house. I swear, once he turned 33, he didn't get any older. Yeah. But I know he's older than that because, I mean, you know, he's always talking about, you know, like, what it was like to fight in Korea and stuff. And I'm like, Jesus, dude, like, don't bring that shit up. That's fucking horrible, Jesus. Number 3, the Caped Crusader. I would argue that this guy, although he wants to do good, I would say he's equally a villain. But Batman, my number 1.
I do like Batman. Batman's probably one of two DC characters that I do like.
Yeah. He's really easy. What I like, though, is, like, I think of him as, like, a pure darkness type figure. But, I mean, a lot of people have been making fun of it lately. But the only thing that's shitty about Batman is when they, like, tried to, like, they gave him Robin, which is shitty. He should never have a Robin. He should basically be like, I think of Batman like James Bond, but James Bond is like one step closer to being a villain than he is for good. That's how I think of like Batman. Like, he's like, yeah, he's a good guy, but it's like, cause he's smooth and he has all these gadgets and stuff. He's got money, but it's like, he's so, like, hell-bent on revenge. Like, he's, like, a really dark soul because, you know, what happened to his parents and all that stuff. I like what's funny, too, about talking about these guys. It's, like, they're characters where if you know anything about them, you know them as if they're real people. But it's all paper.
Oh, yeah.
It's all fucking paper. There's no guy that walks around and he's like, I'm Batman.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, he's not really Batman. You know, I don't know.
Actually, I saw a video online of Batman in Vegas and he got beat down by some guy.
That's awesome.
You have to check that out.
Oh, well. All right, so number 2 and number 1, Spider-Man, number 2, and numero uno, the greatest, according to this fucking list off of about.com. This is bullshit, but it's Superman.
Superman, to me, is a bitch. They made him too powerful. I'm sorry. They made him way too powerful. He can breathe cold. He has laser vision. He's faster than a speeding bullet. He can leap over tall buildings, which... Now he flies. He kind of went into he can fly.
Yeah.
Bullets can't hurt him. The only thing that can hurt him is kryptonite. And what a lot of people don't know is he actually has 2 weaknesses. Did you know that?
No.
Yeah, this other weakness is magic.
Magic?
Yeah, he can't. He's a weakness to against magic. Look it up.
That's hilarious.
Look it up. Go to Google.
Okay.
Superman's weaknesses.
Weaknesses. Oh. I need a fucking mic holder. I have one. Oh shit. I can't spell weaknesses. Okay. So, powers and abilities of Superman. Let's go to the good old fashioned Wikipedia.
Wiki.
So, weaknesses. Let's see. Weaknesses. Okay, weaknesses. Well, there's a couple things, and magic is one of them. All right, despite his incredible superpowers, Superman's powers come with four notable flaws. Number uno, kryptonite. I'll read through these real quick. His most known weakness, radioactive fragments. Yeah, well, if it stops him every time, if he's going to go save something, and he's like, oh, shit. Sorry, kids. Santa got caught up with some in Vegas. That was a hilarious bit. All right. Blah, 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 blah. Okay, everyone knows kryptonite. Red sun radiation. Have you ever heard of that?
Nope.
Blah, blah. Natural in Krypton's planetary system, radiation replaces blah, 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 blah. Okay, so robbing him of the fuel of his powers. Fuck, who cares? Magic. It varies from writer to writer. While not so much an actual weakness, Superman's invulnerability offers no protection against magic. As a result, spells cast on Superman affect him the same as they would anyone else. This sometimes goes so far as enchanted weapons. This sometimes goes as far as enchanted weapons being able to subvert his invulnerability as well. Generally, he suffers the vulnerability provided he is directly attacked with magic. But there exists a number of exceptions, such as Justice League of America, version 1, number 49, where Superman faces an ogre. Superman's direct attacks have no effect on the ogre. However, Superman is able to harm the ogre through the use of a stick. All right, and then number 4, massive physical forces. But that's another weakness.
So,
blah, 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 that's lame. All right.
So then, do you think that Harry Potter...
Oh, my God. This is why you and me are friends. Because, like, in the back of my mind, I'm thinking, all right, Superman, he can jump over buildings, he runs super fast, he can melt shit with his eyes.
But Harry Potter could take
Harry Potter could fucking kill his ass. Like, that's fucking... That needs to be a comic book right there. Harry Potter.
Versus Superman.
And the death of Superman. Well, Superman, okay, not into his comics, but he's died in his comics before.
Yeah.
But he's died more than once, though.
Yes.
So how does he come back? It's fucking weird. Well, I guess it's with different writers.
Yeah, probably.
That's the thing about comics that I didn't... This is going to sound totally crazy, because I was into a few comics. I was mainly into Wolverine and X-Men. But I didn't realize this until probably like 5 years ago, that... different superheroes have gone through changes in comics with different writers. And I don't really know how that process works, so maybe you know. So you get the rights or whatever and you start writing, like, is it like a contract or what?
Maybe a different universe or maybe a different, just different story. Like, I recently heard that in Marvel Universe or Ultimate Universe or something that they actually killed Peter Parker.
Really?
And a new Spider-Man, a new character comes out, and he's actually, there's a big thing about this. He's actually half Mexican and half black.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice.
New Spider-Man. So he's like, I don't know what that's all about, but yeah. Just a different story.
What did Roberto used to call, Blaxican.
I'm blasting him.
Roberto used to call, well, because without naming names, his ex brother-in-law was Blaxican. That's what the brother-in-law used to call himself, because he was black and Mexican. That's badass. That's weird, though. So Harry Potter. That's so weird, though, that Harry Potter can
stop. Well, Superman in his ass.
Yeah, I don't know what it is.
Did you see? Oh shit! You know, I just lost that topic.
What is it? A movie?
No, I lost it.
Oh, good going.
Ooh.
I'm gonna ask you something. All right, so there's two other things I can... Actually, there's three other things I can jump to. So, first off, I'll just go to the one that I wanted to tell you since I saw you today. Congratulations. Now, I have a bunch of questions because I don't know exactly what all this means, but you recently were signed or hooked up?
Yeah, I got hooked up with a new company called Entropy.
Like a promotion company?
It's a promotion company. Sweet. Out of L.A.
Sweet. Now, L.A., that's in, I don't know if I'm pronouncing it, Cauliflower. Cauliflower, right on, man. Well, congratulations. Yeah, I wanted to say that since I saw
it. It's going to be really good. A lot of good things are going to be coming out of this company. The main guy that owns the company is he understands that there's a lot of producers out there that are, you know, getting booked top dollar. People are going to see them.
Right.
His argument though is that even though they are good producers, and mind you, they are really, really good producers, the music when they come out and play live just isn't there per se, as well as mixing abilities and just. I don't know. And I understand what he's talking about. So he's going to town, city to city across the West Coast and picking only a handful of DJs that are, that have the ability to know how to play.
That's cool, man.
Yeah.
So he's going to be able to, well, it's a guy that runs this or
yeah,
what?
Yeah, it's a company though.
So, but he'll be able to get you like some badass shows then.
Yeah, he's going to be throwing really good events and big shows and out of state bookings. And
very cool, man.
Send me to, you know, Seattle, California, Arizona, Colorado, all over.
Very sweet. Congratulations.
Yeah. Oh, thank you.
Well, I've only been to one year. Well, I've seen you DJ a couple times, but the one, like, actual show, like, rave, what I'd call it.
Events.
I caught a little bit of the person before you. I don't remember. Yeah, there was a person on before you, and I didn't really care for it. And I'm kind of biased, but at the same time, but I definitely caught the guy after you. It just seems like what you're doing, or, you know, DJs with your approach, you give a positive spin, on the actual music genre, versus, like, I don't remember the kid who got on after you, who just threw on hip-hop. Electronica as a whole is difficult for me to appreciate first, like when I, because it's only really because of you that I like any electronica at all. But even when I like go off and kind of like discover stuff on my own, or like when you have me listen to something, I mean, most of the stuff that you have me listen to, I like because you kind of know what I'm into. I don't even know the name of it, but you'll be like, oh yeah, that's this. I still have to kind of sit back and learn, like get into this certain groove to appreciate it. And I think what I like is, you know, people would, I don't know, it's their approach. It's like, it sounds good, but basically I don't just like anybody. And I definitely don't like anyone who just gets up there and throws on music. Basically anybody who could get up there and do what I could do,
right?
Which is jack shit. I see you doing stuff and I'm like, I'm fucking lost. I'm like, holy shit. Like, I see what you're doing with your hands and stuff, but if I tried to do the same thing, I mean, basically you have a skill that would take, I mean, it's taken you, I think, as long as you've been doing it to get to be able to what you're doing.
Right.
Which, like, any good art form is, that's a good thing.
It's just time. It's just time.
Yeah. Wow. But, like, people who just get up there and, like, throw music on and dance, it's like, hey, if everyone's having a good time, I'm all for it. But for anyone who doesn't appreciate electronica or, like, being a DJ for that matter or whatever, like, I think they kind of give it a bad name.
And the only problem right now that I'm having is a lot of the, everybody wants to be a DJ right now.
Yeah. Oh, it's blowing up, man. It's going fucking crazy.
Yeah, it's blowing up, and it's unfortunate because you don't see people using their ears anymore. They're all using laptops, and not that I have anything against you laptop DJs at all, but, you know.
Is it easier to do with the laptop?
It is, because you can actually, basically, there's a couple programs out there. I'm not going to really name programs.
Right.
But
they do the timing for you.
Yeah, they almost do the timing, and it's almost mixing by color. And you can, it's
horrible.
You can see bass lines, and it's just making it so everybody could be a DJ.
That's weak.
And when people say, you know, why don't you use, you know, a computer, or why don't you use the sync button that actually beat matches the songs for you? So basically, you're just sitting up in front of everybody playing an iPod, basically.
If anyone could get up there and do it, it loses a lot of power.
It loses its luster, and it's just like, you know, before when you said, yeah, you know, I play music, I'm a disc jockey, you know, people are like, oh, wow, really, really, you know, and then now it's just, when someone hears that you're a DJ, they're like, oh, yeah, I am too.
DJ Hero, right, man?
Yeah, you know, so.
When I saw that, I thought of you, and I just rolled my eyes, and I was just like, he's going to fucking hate this.
Like, you know, it's unfortunate, because to me, it just feels like the art form is kind of losing its lust, I guess, you know?
There's this thing, all right, so to keep on the same topic, but kind of like expand it, there's this thing that, I don't know if it's just happened in American culture, which I think it's American, but it's also, I think it's some Japanese influence with, like, video games and technology, and it's maybe a couple other cultures, but whatever, what's going on in the world. There seems to be this fascination or this like vision to so that anybody can be anything.
Right.
Such as like you could be a quotation mark, you could be a guitar hero, guitar player, whatever with Guitar Hero.
Yeah.
Which is not, you're not really a Guitar Hero. You can be a DJ with like, you know, DJ Hero or go out and buy your But it really, like, yeah, I think you said it perfect. It takes away the luster of...
It takes away the lust because, I mean, look, you remember when Guitar Hero blew up?
Yeah, yeah.
Everybody was playing Guitar Hero and stuff, but...
And it's, I mean, it's fun to a certain degree.
It is
fun. I'm not awesome at it, so it's not as fun for me, but...
But here's what I'm getting at. Show me you playing a real guitar.
Yeah. Because that's what's really cool.
That's what's really cool is because you're using your ears, you're using your fingers to hear notes, to hear things.
Yeah.
When you're using vinyl, I learned on vinyl records, you know. When you're using vinyl or even CDs, you know, you're still using your ears.
Right.
You know?
Well, and a bigger thing too that I was going to say about DJ with when they use. Well, let's make up a nickname for the people. Maybe there is a slang term for like the people who just get up there with laptops and like cheaters or lazy, whatever you want to call it. Is there like a nickname that old school like hardworking DJs? You need to make up a term, dude.
There was a term.
And start a war.
And I can't really remember what it was, but here's the thing.
They're posers. That's like an old. I mean, that's not your own term, but that's what I'd call them, though.
Here's the thing, though. I mean, like. I do know a lot of really good DJs who you know use laptops and here's the thing, I understand that it's easier because you don't have to carry around a big book of CDs.
Right.
You know, I understand you know they carry on pounds and pounds of wax vinyl.
Right.
But when you're constantly just looking at a computer screen the entire time,
yeah, you're not feeling the crowd.
You're not feeling the crowd. You're just looking at the computer screen.
Yeah.
You know, to me, I just feel that that's sad.
Yeah.
That's sad. So.
I'm not a DJ. One of the only left. But I can only imagine that if I were, my approach would be like, all right, I'm going to get somewhere. There's going to be a crowd. I may not be the first person they've seen tonight. I may not be the last. But my goal is, if they're moving when I get there, I want to keep them moving. And if they're not moving...
I want to get them moving.
Or do their mood.
And basically that's what it needs to be.
And to reach that, you need skills as a DJ to like do what you need to do. But beyond that, you need imagination, I think. Right. Because it's not like what I've seen you do is like I don't see it coming. It's basically like a magician almost, but take away the magic bullshit. It's like, you know what you're going to do. I don't know. And you're going to lead me through it and then build up. And then you're going to drop. And then it like changes. And then you're going to introduce other stuff.
See, at the same time, you're telling a story.
Yeah.
And it makes sense because it's going from point A to point B without you even knowing.
But what you do good at it is that I don't know that story. Right. Like, it's not like you're telling me like
Robin Hood or something. Basically, what I'm trying to do is, or what any really good person that artist wants you to do is you're going to, I'm trying to make you hear what I'm
like,
in my head.
Yes.
Not just, oh, this is a good song, this is a popular song, I'm going to play this. Like, I want you to hear what I hear.
And that's what I would say right there is when I hear like, electronica like any sort, that's what I get at is like, all right, some of these guys are doing stuff I've definitely heard before, I know where they're going, and other stuff it's like I don't know where the hell they're going, but I really like it. Like it's fresh,
me,
it's new.
Me, when I hear someone play like that, I'm just like, fuck yes.
Yeah.
You know, like what the hell is that guy thinking when he played that? Or or when I hear a song that somebody produced that is just fucking amazing. Yeah. And this goes not even for electronica. This just goes period. Like if you were to write a song, or if I were to write a song, I mean, I remember you produced or composed a song about Memphis, you know.
The joke thing? Yeah.
You wrote a song about Memphis.
Okay, I remember. And I'm going down the river. That's not the same thing. But I thought that's what you were talking about.
No, you know what I'm talking about. And when I heard that, I mean, you can take this how it is. I mean, you don't get a big head. I mean, you already have a big head already.
I do have a big head.
But, yeah, what size of hat do you wear?
Jesus, 7 and, I got a hat right there. I got a hat right there. 7 and, if anyone wants to send me a present, I have a 7 7¾. Let me try this on.
That looks a little tight.
It's tight when,
I try this on. This is, 7 5/8.
Oh, that's bigger. Oh, no, that's smaller. Here's the thing. When my hair's growing out, 7 3/4, which is like all my other hats, is it seems a little too small. But when my hair is like short, when I cut it down, it's a bit too big. Like it's right. Like it fits good, but it's like you can see like upward. Yeah.
So
I do have a big head.
Back to what was I saying? Before I
got into that? Something about Memphis.
Oh yeah. So when you wrote that song, amongst all the other songs. I have to say, you know, that was probably my favorite song out of all the other songs that you guys made. And when I heard that, I was just like, wow, you know, like that right there is art, because yeah, that kind of touched me inside. You know what I mean?
For real?
Yeah, for real. I mean, that song was really cool, man. And if you have a copy of it, I would actually put it up on the website so everybody else can hear it.
Maybe I will. Yeah. Well, I had to actually. All right, so, well, without divulging too much into it, that was like one of the only ones that I wrote for that group that I was playing in right then, and I pretty much I didn't have to beg to play that, but like I could tell they kind of didn't want to.
Oh fuck them! That was the best song of all. I thought. What were you thinking when you wrote that?
I don't remember. I don't know. Do you ever go through? Here's a question: as something like a musician, do you ever go through? And this is kind of weird. I've never really thought about it like this, but do you ever go through like what I'll say genre changes or
yes.
ways that you write? Like you'll just write in a totally different way.
So when I mix, sometimes I get into these funks where I can't mix at all, and you know, right at the moment I'm in this transition stage to where I used to dislike a certain genre.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't play a certain genre.
Right.
Or even listen to a certain genre.
Really quick, is there a genre you won't play at all?
Oh, there's probably several.
Is there one that you've sworn you'll never play?
Like speedcore, gabber. That's it. That's just noise.
Right on. Okay.
But, you know, like for instance, like dubstep, I hated that for a long time. It's boring, it's slow. But I think as an artist, you have to appreciate everything, and sometimes, you know, my library is growing extensively.
Yeah.
And I want to just almost download just almost everything.
Yeah.
And have everything, whether it be electronica or rock, or because if it's good music, it's good music.
Yeah. So, yeah. Bam. I've been able to find good in every single genre so far that I've listened to.
Except for speedcore or gabber.
That's a genre within a genre, so I guess you're right, but. But I mean, in the bigger world of electronica, you can find a shitload of good music.
Oh, for sure.
In the big, you know what I mean? Yeah. You could probably find one okay part from speedcore.
Probably not.
Really? Is that the one with the YouTube video where they show like death metal beats per minute, and then they show regular, and then it just goes up, and it's like over 900 or something?
Yeah, yeah.
1200? Yeah, that's. That's
it's yeah. Like Nazi music. I can't do it. No way.
Well, I guess that takes away the second thing. I was going to invite you to my speedcore debut show. So, thanks a lot, Dick. But yeah, because I go through periods where it's like, okay, so when I wrote that thing, that was like what that was like a guitar thing. I wouldn't say periods. It's just like for 2 or 3 weeks at a time, I'll sit down every day or every other day, and I'll play a guitar and I'll come up with something, and then it just comes together.
Sure.
But sometimes it's a bass, sometimes it's drums. It's mm-hmm. like, and that's the way I start. I'll just sit behind something, come up with something, and it'll form around that.
Yeah.
So that's basically how I came up with that, is like just fucking around with the guitar and came up with nice. Really stupid, simple.
I liked it. And thank you. That was probably my favorite song of the entire concert that I saw.
Thank you. That's why why we were so successful.
What's that one song?
That's why we're still together. That's why we're selling millions and millions of sleeping bags. Sleeping bags have to be one of the greatest untapped resources for merchandise ever. Think about sleeping bags back when you were a little kid. They had like Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
They had Spider-Man.
They had Batman. I have yet to see a band or DJ or anybody put their damn name on a sleeping bag.
I'm going to sell sleeping bags.
And which is funny, because what's really popular in music right now? It's been popular for quite a while, but I mean, it's like blowing. It's beyond blowing up. It's festivals where a lot of people sleep and stuff.
Yeah.
How better to sleep than to have like one of your favorite artists or band?
I want you to sleep on my face.
Or urinal cakes, for that matter. I've seen you before. Yeah, you have. You pissed on my face.
So, talking about festivals, real quick. Yes. This is some news here in Portland. Some really fucked up news. Which you'll meet them, and we'll probably have them on the show.
Sweet.
And we'll talk about his incident that he had, and that was all over the news. My friend and neighbor went to a show that I was supposed to play last weekend. I'm not going to really name the name.
This just happened last weekend?
Yeah, it happened last weekend. The show that I was supposed to play got canceled, and they went, it was due to land or something like that. They couldn't get land, which is stupid. They emphasize that one more time. It was stupid because you should have land locked down.
Yeah.
For menu. First off.
Yeah, I think it's kind of important to have
before,
the place
before anything down, else. Yeah. Before anything else. I mean, you really need to have that locked down. They ended up throwing a renegade party out in the woods, west of 26. This kid came out there who I saw the show that I played a week before that.
Mm-hmm.
And this kid just, you know, in the scene, in our scene, you know, we welcome everybody, but this one kid just really didn't look like he belonged in, you know what I mean?
Right.
He just had a funky vibe to him.
Right.
You know, he walked past me, my buddy, and my buddy was like, wow, what the fuck? Like, you look like Manson. Like,
wow.
Not Charles Manson, but like,
yeah.
Like Marilyn Manson.
Yeah.
Right? Well, anyways, my other friend, this is the week of the party at the Renegade, he was drunk or whatever and was talking a lot of shit to everybody or poking fun. You know, all in fun. I mean, everyone talks.
Yeah.
A little bit of smack to some people when there's a big crowd or whatever. Anyways, this kid, I guess, they got into an argument or a confrontation. The kid fucking sprays him in the face with bear mace. Okay.
Yeah.
Sprays my friend in the face with bear mace.
Yeah.
And then stabs him with a bayonet.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. And actually punctured his liver.
And this dude's like out of the hospital?
And my friend, I guess, was bleeding profusely out of the
yeah.
side of him. You know, and from what I was told, that was my hat.
Oh.
From what I was told, I guess, people were just kind of in shock and was just didn't do anything. I mean, someone just got stabbed, you know, with a fucking bayonet. And I guess my friend cocked back and cock-socked the guy once in the face, knocked the guy down, kid down. And people wrestled or was able to get the bayonet away from the kid. And then the kid took off running in the woods. Just took off running. And while my friend's sitting there bleeding to death. And so, finally, someone, I guess, was able to drive him down to St. Vincent Hospital.
Wow.
And from what I understand, I mean, I might be wrong, but this is where he's at now. I think they lifelined him out to OSHU.
So he's still...
And so he, right now, he's still in intensive
care. Oh, yeah, that only makes sense. I mean, he's still fucked up, but he's okay, though.
Yeah, I heard it's a slow and painful recovery because, I mean, he got stabbed in the fucking liver.
Yeah, well, and bayonets are fucking long.
Yeah, you know, so... But, I mean, you know, I saw, like, the kid 2 weeks or a week prior to this, and something odd was about this kid.
Right.
Who the fuck brings out a mace and a bayonet to a party when they're not looking for something?
Yeah.
And not looking for something in the wrong way. Or in the right way. Yeah. You want to see what he looks like?
Yeah, yeah.
Go ahead and type in K-A-T-U.
The news?
Yeah. And then...
So this was big time news then.
Big time news. Okay, and then Brandon Scott.
Brandon Scott. Now, is this this is the victim? Your friend?
No. Just type in Brandon. That's the victor.
The fucking
the asshole,
the criminal,
the stabbed him.
Or the criminal, the villain. That's fucking wow. Let's see, Brandon Scott. Jesus. Bayonet stabbing suspect turns himself in. Let me play this bad boy.
Oh wow, there's a video.
Fuck yeah, there's a video.
Awesome.
Oh no, we gotta jump to YouTube. God
it's
damn it,
tough
Kate.
To run with congestion, no. So I'm taking charge.
Goddamn. Why is Claritin wanting to get in on the goddamn? Someone got stabbed with a bayonet, and Claritin's trying to. And oh Jesus! All right, hold on. Here we go.
New developments to.
I'm going to let it load really quick. But this is what's wrong. We're trying to watch someone who is a victim, and they're trying to sell me fucking...
Claritin.
If I was a stabbing victim, I don't need... Claritin is not going to fix the problem. I need, one, not to be stabbed, and two, I need some goddamn bandages and stitches.
Yeah.
Just get stabbed? Try Claritin. Dead? But at least your nose isn't running. All right, here we go. Bullshit, man. Fuck this.
Night with a man accused of using a bayonet in an attack at Clatsop County over the weekend. A couple of hours ago, investigators say they captured stabbing suspect Scott Brandon. Detectives say Brandon got into an argument, then maced the man with some sort of chemical before stabbing him with a bayonet. The victim is expected to recover.
That's all there was?
That's a bullshit video. I want more of this freak. An Oregon man has surrendered to police after another man was stabbed at a remote campsite in Clatsop. Jesus, what's going on? Why are people out stabbing each other?
Well, did you hear about all the bullshit with that kid socking up that old woman on the Max?
No.
Look that up.
Jesus. An argument apparently led to a confrontation, and Pete was stabbed in the abdomen. So Pete's his last name?
Yeah, his first name is Jeremy.
That's the first time they mention his name. It's not even... Brandon and the victim, 30-year-old Jeremy Daniel Pete of Gresham. Is he a cool guy, or is he kind of off his rocker, or what?
No, dude, JD's cool as fuck.
He's a cool guy?
Yeah, he's cool.
But he talks a little shit.
I mean...
And you don't deserve to get fucking stabbed.
But you don't deserve to... You talk shit...
Maybe mace, but not
maybe,
stabbed.
Maybe socked in the face.
Yeah, but you not
But not
stabbed.
Fucking stabbed. Jesus. Who stabs people? Come on, man.
At least I'm gonna say the bad guy here is a white guy. I like that. Because he'd been anything.
He's not white. That motherfucker's pale.
Yeah, he's pale as shit. He might be actually a vampire. Well, tell your buddy when he gets better. At least he didn't get bit by the creepy motherfucker.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah, so I want to actually see if you'd let JD come over and he can just...
Yeah, dude, that'd be badass.
Talk to us about his experience.
Let's go visit him in his...
In his hospital.
Dude, that's scary.
Getting stabbed in the fucking...
Jesus.
Could you imagine getting stabbed by... I mean, you were in the service with me. Or I was in the service with you as well, you know, and... Can you imagine getting stabbed with a fucking bayonet? I would be pissed.
If I lived? Yeah.
I would be fucking pissed. Anyways, so he, from what I understand, he got charged today with...
attempted murder?
Assault in the first degree.
Just assault?
Attempted murder with a deadly weapon and unlawful use of mace.
Huh.
Yeah.
There should be a... crime. We should like convict people of just being.
Go to Google and just type in "woman gets beat on Max."
I put "lady punched on Max" and didn't come up with anything, so we'll Google it. How long ago did this happen?
Last week.
Jesus. I mean, I know.
And then,
crazy.
And then there was also
after being hit by Max. No, it's February 22nd, 2011. No, no, no. What should I say? Woman assaulted?
Assaulted, yeah. I'm trying to assault it. Well, you know, there was that, and then the woman got raped off the max. Off the max. He got abducted off two guys. And this is like two stations away from my house.
84-year-old woman assaulted at max stop. All right, I'll watch it. Sure. Oh, speaking of which, they just did the slut walk like last Sunday.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
I did that. That's sad though. That I don't know. Yeah. People are fucking. Well, here's the real quick thing. This is what we forget. I'm not saying that it's okay that bad shit happens, but people. First of all, we're not all on the same page, and we forget that. Like. You're gonna go through life, I'm gonna go through life, and we're gonna have different experiences which affect us differently. And just add more people to the mixture. Add that crazy fuck who stabbed your buddy, add the crazy people who attack old women on the max.
A kid who shot his girlfriend in the head.
Jesus Christ. Oh, and it's just, we all go through, and so we're not all, basically, to use another term, we're not all playing with the same stack of cards, you know what I mean? Like,
I mean, some of these motherfuckers have been playing Grand Theft Auto too much.
Really? But what I think we really forget, though, despite all of our advantages, disadvantages, experiences in life and all that good stuff we learn or don't learn and all that, you know, is that when it comes down to it, I think anyone is capable of anything. And depending on your circumstances and your experiences and, you know, where you're at in life, some of us are closer to that line of becoming a savage than others. So when I like shake my head and be like, these women, you know, or like, you know, like these people getting attacked and everything, this is horrible. And like, who would do this? And they deserve this punishment and stuff. You know, they're savages who do this, but anyone's possible. You know what I mean? Like anyone can reach that level. That's what's truly scary about, you know.
I mean, shit, I punched a hole in the wall the other day. Fuck.
I need to fucking come over and fix that.
Yeah, it's all fucked up.
We'll do it this weekend. I have some time. All right, so I'm going to play this. So this is an 84-year-old... This is fucking horrible. I laugh when I just laugh when I read 84-year-old woman. That's funny. All right, so 84-year-old woman assaulted at max stop. So here we go. We're just, like, playing the news. This is lame, but this is stuff I don't know. Hey, I'm finding out for the first time.
Yeah.
Just letting it load.
No, I just think it's some stuff that needs to be heard a little bit.
Yeah. Well, because I didn't...
It's not big of a shock.
God damn it, ads. Who's selling me shit now? Papa Murphy's? You know what?
That is Papa Murphy's.
They're not horrible, but I'm going to say fuck Claritin and fuck Papa Murphy's on August 4th because I'm trying to find out about stab victims and old ladies being attacked, and they're trying to sell me shit. So fuck you, Claritin and Papa Murphy's. Go eat your non-sneezing pepperoni light bacon ass. Here we go.
We begin with a story that's hard to believe. Police tell us an 84-year-old woman was beaten up by a 19-year-old at a Max Stop in Gresham. We have top story coverage from News Channel 8's Mike Benner. He's live outside the Multnomah County Jail where the suspect's being held tonight. Mike?
Yeah, Joe, talk about a sickening story. The suspect is identified as Cordarius Jeffries. We're told he punched the elderly woman nearly two dozen times, and tonight she agreed to talk to us as long as we concealed her identity.
Very tired, very wore out, head hurt.
It's remarkable this 84-year-old great-grandma isn't feeling worse after what police are calling a random, unprovoked attack.
He didn't get me. He almost did, but he didn't. So if he keeps counting how many he got, he didn't get this one.
Muriel was waiting for a bus at the Cleveland Transit Center in Gresham yesterday afternoon when she noticed a young man punching a middle-aged woman.
I thought he was terribly big. But maybe it's because I was sitting down, and he just was a big person.
Before she knew it, that big person had turned his attention to her, and he was standing right in front of her.
And he started beating on me, on my head, just as hard as he could go.
Muriel suffered a broken nose, bruises to her eyes, and a cut on her head. Witnesses estimate that she was hit at least 20 times.
I thought, well, I'm going to die, because that's all that's left. When he's whacking me ass heavy.
Police arrested 19-year-old Cordarius Jeffries. Incoherent and unresponsive, they say they had to tase him to get him into custody.
It's upsetting, you know, because it's why pick on someone that can't defend themselves, you know, because of their age?
Not a word.
Muriel asks herself the same thing, but she refuses to let it ruin her spirit.
I'm alive, and I'm going on the assumption that I'm still here. and have a good day.
Now, back at you live, I want to point out one more thing about the attack. Police say for whatever reason, during the assault, Jeffrey stopped, looked at his knuckles, and then continued to pummel Muriel. Tonight, Jeffries is being held on multiple assault charges, as well as one count of interfering with public transportation. He's being held on $250,000 bail.
Good. That motherfucker was on PCP, dude. He was tripping.
Honestly, okay.
Tripping balls. He was on something.
If we were driving by, what would you do if you saw that?
Some big dude beating on an old lady?
Yeah.
I'd go. I tell you what I'd do. I'd get out of my goddamn car. I'd run to the nearest 7-Eleven and call 911. I'd be like, hey, buddy, how much does she owe you?
I would try to get anything I had in the car and beat the fuck out of here.
Yeah, good. Don't just go up to the guy and be like, "What? Like, arm your fucking self."
Like, arm myself. I would find it, or I'd find a fence and break a fucking board off of it and beat the fuck out of
him. This is the thing. If you're going to go and try to stop somebody or fight for that matter, don't fight fair.
No.
Like, win the motherfucking fight.
Yeah.
So, good call.
Yeah.
But I would.
You don't go over there. If you see some big motherfucker hitting on a woman.
Yeah. On a woman, dude. Like,
on a woman.
Fuck,
or
yeah.
Let alone an elderly woman. Like, what
yeah,
the
but
fuck?
I mean.
I would arm myself with something and just crack him over the fucking top of his head.
Beat the shit out of him.
I would crack him right on top of the fucking head. I don't give a fuck if I killed his ass.
Yeah.
I mean, would you go to prison for that?
You would do something. I mean, you could get like, oh god,
it would be something.
Do you have time to hide the body?
No, but
oh.
I mean, if you were doing self defense, but it wouldn't be.
In Oregon, self defense is almost gets tossed out the window. I mean, you're pretty much. I would say you're at the mercy of a jury, and you have to have, oh geez, you have to have like the defense attorney of all time to get you out of doing like prison time. Like you would definitely have to do like. I would say at least 6 months to a year. Dude, I've heard some fucking horrible stories about people getting attacked in bars. They'll hit the person that attacks them, the person will hit their head and like die or get seriously injured, and that person who did self-defense, who was just getting fucked with, will do time, and the other person will get in trouble, but they will not do the time that the person that was
defending. Oh, that's fucked.
Oregon is a fucked up place
for self-defense. So say that we saw that.
Yeah. I mean,
crack him over the fucking head with a bat.
You probably do. But if you can, like...
But the,
if
the
you get, like, witnesses like a motherfucker, yeah, you'll probably get off. But you'll still... I think...
Or would you get assault? Anyway, I mean, like, you're coming to an aid to a woman who's getting beaten to death.
I don't know. I don't know what you'd get. I know that Oregon is a motherfucker of a state like that.
Let me say this to all our listeners. If you have an answer to that, you know, send us an email and
sharethecandy@gmail.com.
And we'll read your answers.
Yeah, that'd be cool. Good. I don't know, man. I've heard several stories where people defend themselves and they themselves do time because it's one of those things, man, where seriously your best bet is... This is a somewhat related but different. If someone breaks into your house and you kill them inside your house, that's the only... I know that's horrible.
Yeah, that's the only...
But that's one of the only ways where you're almost going to get away with it. And I'm not saying like, hey, I want to kill somebody. Someone broke in, I'm going to kill. I'm not saying that's cool. I'm just saying, like, for some reason, the person has to be dead. And it has
to be on your
property.
So
if you're out in public and you get attacked or like broken into or whatever, and you go and attack them to defend yourself or whatever,
you're fucked.
Then, I mean, the people are going to come after you as well.
Yeah. What about so you're telling me if say we saw someone in here and they broke and killed him like that, right?
Yeah.
In this house.
Yeah.
If he crawled his way outside, we'd have to drag his ass back inside
to avoid. From what I've been told.
I think a certain officer told us this night.
Yes,
actually.
I think so. To avoid, what do they call, like, because basically the court system, not the court system, I'm talking out of my ass here, but basically, okay, so they would become the victim. Like,
right.
Someone breaks into your house, you're the victim, but you kill them, they're the victim if they're alive.
Right.
If they're dead, though, and they're on your property, and you can show, obviously, hey, this person was wearing gloves, or they broke some glass, or whatever, he wasn't supposed to be there, and this person felt afraid for their life, so, like, they did what they had to do. Then it's like, the victim then, or the dead burglar's family, doesn't really have much to go on. You know what right. I mean? But if you attack the person gets hurt, then it's mm-hmm. like, then that person can't work. Although they were breaking into people's houses before. There's believe it or not, there's going to be money lost from that person because you attacked them and hurt them. They were unable to work, all that good stuff. That, therefore, gives their family or whatever rights to come after you for money. People are like, how can, like that guy who was going to break into the ceiling or whatever, he fell in the kitchen and fell in a, how is he able to sue? That, more or less, is how he was able to sue. It's fucking ridiculous. It's horrible. But that's why, because had that guy, like, gotten away with the burglary or whatever, he would have been able, and not gotten hurt, in other words, he would have been able to go on and get a job the next week and being able to provide for his family. Although his moral compass is a little off and he probably wouldn't have been doing that, he would have been able to. And that's how you argue law. That's why law is really cool, but it's also a motherfucker. But, you know, for the most part, it's good. It's just, it's like anything else in life. It's the people that take advantage of systems. It's not necessarily the system. It's the people. It's those motherfuckers who cut in line.
Yeah, you know, and honestly, speaking of that, I read another
motherfucking article. Or cutting in line.
No, kind of cutting in line.
Okay, right on.
You know, I read another article about this guy who pissed off this really kind of like a rich neighborhood, you know,
right.
big houses and stuff,
right.
Because he moved into I think it's like a $260,000. Or $300,000 house.
Yeah.
For only $16.
He did what?
He moved in to a house.
For $16?
For $16.
Do you know how?
I do know how. Because I read the article. And the neighbors are all pissed off. They want him arrested. Or they want him, you know. They don't think it's fair that he's living in this house that's worth over $200,000.
Right.
We'll say $250,000.
Right. A nice house.
It's a huge house.
Yeah.
You know, and everybody else on the blog paid full price.
Yeah.
And he moved in for $16.
Okay.
And what had happened was the house got foreclosed. And then, so the people that lived in the house
right.
had to move out.
Right.
The mortgage company who owned the house also went out of business.
Okay.
So the house was abandoned.
Okay.
It was an abandoned. And so he went down to the state. This is in Texas. He went down to the state and got abandonment papers. Or what's it called?
Like a deed to the house or something?
It doesn't have the deed yet because it's abandoned. So rights of ownership.
Okay.
And so basically, it's a paperwork in Texas that cost him $16 for the forms. And... it's the rights of the ownership because the house was abandoned, not
right.
only from
right.
the people who lived in it, but the mortgage company, because the mortgage company went out of business.
And they didn't, you know, it's the trouble's on them because they didn't sell off the house. So fuck them.
It's 100% legal.
Yeah. Yes. I'm for that.
For that.
I'm for that.
And so he moved in.
Yeah.
And everyone thinks that he's squatting, which he is squatting in the house because of he had hardly any furniture in there, you know.
But if he's living there, though, technically, they could get him in trouble if he doesn't pay taxes on it. So if he doesn't pay taxes...
Well, no, because
he doesn't own it?
He doesn't own it. He just takes rights for it.
I say fucking let him keep it. Make him pay taxes on it.
And so after three years of him being there...
Right.
Which
becomes his?
It becomes his.
Nice.
And then he'll have to start paying taxes because that's his own problem.
Yeah, fuck, let him have it.
But
is he a bum or what?
No,
he just took event. He just found the.
He's a black guy, but.
Well, that's why they don't want him in the neighborhood.
I think so. I mean, honestly, I think that's why. And you know, I think they're sour that they had to pay full price, and this guy used his head, used his brains, and you know, has over a $200,000 house for $16. You know,
hey, fuck it.
Props to that guy.
American dream, right there. I want a house for $16.
Yep. And it's,
Jesus, that's, you know, 16 double cheeseburgers.
And he said that he has no running water. He has no electricity.
Well, you can set that up, though. That's easy. He just got to start paying that.
Yeah.
So he is squatting, though. He's not paying.
Well, he is squatting, but legally, I don't think, since he doesn't have deed
yeah.
to the house. Are you gonna look it up?
Yeah. Jesus, okay, so I just, like, in the Google bar, I type, man buys house for, and that's the first thing that pops up, $16. But then there's one that's five down, man buys house for paperclip.
That's bullshit.
And then there's one, yeah, but that's the first thing that pops up. I say, now, that's the thing, is you need to start, like, paying bills, but on the other hand of that, if you can get by without paying your electric bill.
Google video.
Okay. Yeah, let's listen to that. That'll be our last little video. But man, okay, this is fucked up. Well, never mind. This is a hip hop station. But I was gonna say, black man buys house for $16. Like, why do they gotta bring?
Why can't I just say man?
No, yeah, who gives a fuck? All right, here we go. Man buys Texas home for $16. All right, yeah, here's a video. Oh, this is on E-Bombs World. All
right,
that's where I live. Is E-Bombs World.
Boy, talk about a real estate deal. Thanks to a little-known law in Texas, a man apparently won ownership of a home for less than $20. However, his neighbors aren't real happy about the deal. They're trying to get him out. Casey Norton has the story. Flower Mound's Waterford Drive is lined with well-manicured $300,000 homes. So when a new neighbor moved in without the usual sale, mortgage-paying homeowners had a few questions.
What paperwork is it, and how is it legally binding if he doesn't legally own the house? He just squats there.
Lee Lowry and her husband told me the house down the street was in foreclosure for more than a year. The owner walked away, then the mortgage company went out of business. Apparently, that opened the door for someone to take advantage of the situation.
Okay, I'm going to interrupt real quick, and I'm going to go back. I'm just going to say, like, three words. And then we'll want to talk about it after the video. But
yeah.
Remember, Homeowners Association. All right, back to the video. It'll play.
Kenneth Robinson told us he's no squatter. He says he moved in on June 17th after months of research about a Texas law called adverse possession.
This is not a normal process, but it's not a process that's not known. It's just not known to everybody.
Robinson says this piece of paper gives him rights to the house. It's an online form he printed out and filed at the Denton County Courthouse for $16. It says the house was abandoned and he's claiming ownership.
I went through, looked at it, and added some things here, you know what I mean, for my own protection.
The house is virtually empty, just a few pieces of furniture, no running water or electricity. But Robinson says just by setting up camp in the living room, Texas law gives him exclusive negotiating rights with the original owner. If the owner wants him out, he would have to pay off his massive mortgage debt, and the bank would have to file a complicated lawsuit. Robinson believes neither is likely. So if he stays in the house, after 3 years, he can ask the court for the title.
That's your goal eventually, is to have title of this home, to be the owner of this home.
Absolutely.
And
I'm on record. You know what I mean? At this point, you know, since I possess it, I am owner.
Robinson posted no trespassing signs after neighbors asked police to arrest him for breaking in. The Flower Mound officers say they can't remove him from the property because home ownership is a civil matter, not criminal. Lowry and her neighbors continue to look for legal ways to get him out.
Or if he wants the house, buy the house like everyone else had to. Get the money, buy the house.
Robinson says he's not buying anything. As far as he's concerned, the $330,000 home is already his. And he has the paperwork to prove it. Casey Norton, Ken's 5 Eyewitness News.
That's badass.
Yeah, I mean, I give the guy props.
That guy's my fucking hero. So a bunch of things kind of popped up there. Okay, everyone that's mad at that guy, first of all right, I know why they're mad, but there may be two factors. But they're mad, obviously, because it's like, okay, everyone wants a fucking house for $16. That's easy. Like, yeah. They're pissed that he got it on a loophole. All right, the black thing in Texas, I don't know. Yes, it's a state that's I don't even think that plays into it. I think what they're worried about, though, is that if these are all, and this is why I said homeowners association, if they're probably worried, and another thing about the video, they point out, like, the water and electrical. I'm with that. Get that shit set up, because you're going to need it. You need
clean
water.
How are you taking a dump?
Yeah, you need that shit. But, like, the house is empty. It doesn't have possession. It's like, How sad is it in America that if you have a big house, you got to fill it with a bunch of shit? And if you don't, they're going to point that out on the news. Imagine some like millionaire like basketball player or like, you like know, yeah, rock star or whatever. It's like they go into his house and all he has is like a couch and a TV and like a book or something and be like, what a fucking loser. You know what I mean? Like, fuck you, man. Like, the, you know, most people have too much shit.
Why do I need a bunch of shit? Jesus. If I have too much shit, I'm on the fucking TV and I'm a goddamn hoarder.
All you really need, is something to, like, comfy to sit in or sleep on. These days, I'd say, like, something that'll get you internet. So it's either a big-ass TV with, like, a router or something. You know, you need, internet or whatever. Like, well, you don't need it, but these days, you know, it's nice, but... Other than that, all that other bullshit...
You don't fucking need...
I'm thinking about getting rid of all my DVDs, dude. Maybe backing them up on a big-ass terabyte thing. Like, all these physical things. Albums and stuff I won't go away from. But movies and stuff...
If you get rid of your DVDs, I'll take them.
Well, yeah. But I mean, like, having... I was looking at, like, all the... I'm gonna at the very least, put them all in, like, my own nerd moment, my own, like, sorting system, and get rid of the jackets and stuff. See, some of them I might keep... But most of them are bullshit. Like, I don't like looking at them. They're just sitting on both sides of the TV. And it's like, I'll look at them sometimes when I'm watching TV, and I'll be like, Jesus, like, I don't want anything on the fucking wall but a TV. Because it diverts my attention. Okay, so that's just a sad thing about America. But back to the Homeowners Association. I think they're worried if this guy, he doesn't have his shit up, he's squatting or whatever. Squatter's rights is an interesting topic. But in any case... they're worried, basically, that he's going to bring down the value
of their house.
Of their house, yeah. Because right. I mean, if the quality on the, if he doesn't keep up with upkeep, which is like if you don't have your shit set up, then that's a sign of it. You don't take care of the yard. But if you're spending that much money, and another funny thing about this video is that you might forget about houses are probably Texas is probably one of the best places to buy a house. As far as terms of square footage, price per square footage, you get for what you spend, if you spend $200,000 in Oregon or $300,000 for that matter, you're going to get a decent place in Oregon or we'll be more specific, Portland. You're not going to get like, I mean, $200,000 is most likely, if it's nice, it's not going to be big. And if it's a little bigger, like 3 or 4 bedroom, it's going to need work.
Yeah.
But for that same price in Texas, you can get like a brand new fucking... Nice house, like pretty good size.
Pretty
good size house. In any case, for that kind of money, if the rest of the house costs like $250,000, $300,000, you're most likely in certain new neighborhoods, you're going to belong to what's called a homeowners association, which those are bullshit. But how they would help the neighbors in this case is that they make sure that you keep the upkeep on your house up. You can only paint your house certain colors. It's kind of like modern day, it's kind of modern day, like racist and classist
cold.
And fucked up, but you have to pay dues. Some of them won't let you do your own landscaping. So you have to pay dues. So you have to pay $50 to $100 a month, mostly like $60 or $70 a month so that, you know, Jose and his buddies can, come and like make sure that everything looks nice. They're good in that. They're bullshit in that. It makes you like almost like a renter in your own house, and you don't really have the freedom to do things in a certain house. But it's good in that, like, it's an attempt to keep property values up, even though real estate goes up and down all the time. It's a good way to keep like value and money in real estate. But the price on a house is going to go up and down all the fucking time. It doesn't matter unless it's a castle.
Right.
But depending on where that castle is, like if it's on a coastline where you need to insure the fuck out of it, yeah, it's probably not going to. It's just one of those things. I can go off on too many tangents on that, but they're pissed at a guy that...
That worked the system right. That cut in line.
I like that fucking guy. He didn't cut in line. He's like, hey. No, I'm talking about you wait like for fucking an hour to get like last minute tickets or something or whatever. And those people that hold spots for their friends... And those friend spaces that get taken up that prevent you or someone behind you from getting tickets, like...
Hey, you know what, though?
I've only done that once, and I felt like a piece of shit. We were, like, fifth in position, and it was a line of 10 people. It was not a big deal in a movie theater. Everyone got in. But I felt like a piece of shit. It's the last time I'll ever do it. If I have friends at the beginning of the line, I'll be like, hope I get in, I'll see you guys. Because I just felt like shit, like... I know it was only 10 people, and they didn't give a fuck, the 5 people behind me, but I was like, this is bullshit. This is, I'm mad at myself, and I'm normally, like, one of the guys towards the end of the line who gets pissed. I'm like, do your fucking time and get back here with me, asshole. You don't get to jump early.
Oh, and actually, real quick before we cut.
Yeah, we got to cut soon.
When we went to the last concert up in Seattle, I felt hella good because we drove all the way up there on a whim, and we didn't have tickets into this concert. We heard that it was sold out.
Really?
We show up, and right in front of us is a fucking scalper. And I mean, knew he was a scalper in the set at a box office, right?
Right.
And we knew he was a scalper because his fucking shirt said, "I need tickets." Right? Idiot.
Have you ever scalped tickets?
Hell no. I don't want to scalp my fucking tickets. And the lady's like, "Sorry, we don't have any more tickets right in front of him." And I was just like, fuck, you know, like, son of a bitch. And then we got up there, and I was like, "Do you have any 3 tickets for Beyond Wonderland?"
Right.
And she was like, "You got the last 3. And she gave me the last 3 tickets. I mean, it was perfect.
Nice.
But it was awesome because that scalper got hella fucking pissed off. He's like, "Man, you can... That's fucked up. That's fucked up. Fuck you. You ain't even going to the show, man. Fuck you."
He's gonna jack up the price. Fuck the. They kind of end up. It's one thing if you got an extra ticket and you sell it to someone on the street. If it's not your job, but if that's the way you make money, you're fucking over the artist. You're fucking over the venue.
Yeah.
And in some ways, you're kind of fucking the fans. Yeah. So. Yeah. Yeah. That's if that's the way you make money, then that's just fucking sad. Like, yeah, that's worse than those goddamn. Hacks. That's worse than cutting in. Well, it's the same as cutting in line, but it's worse than the fucking DJ hacks
and Claritin.
It's not as bad as the people who fucking stab people at, you know, raves or punch old women on the max. But it's still pretty fucking bad. Like,
anyways, it was good having y'all. It's good to be on the show again.
This is fun, man. You're the man. Do you have anything coming up? You want to do a last minute shout out?
Real quick. August.
I'm going to wake up now.
August, I think it's 16th. I'm playing Fire. And actually, I have a pretty good damn time slot. Now I'm playing August 16th on Mount Hood.
Sweet.
It's Ewok themed out in the woods.
Cool. On Mount Hood?
On Mount Hood.
I might be down to go see that. Yeah. What day is it?
It's 21 and up. It's August 16th, which is a Friday.
Let me look it up to make sure.
And I'm playing 11:30 to 1 o'clock in the morning. So
August 16th, bro?
Yeah.
That's a Tuesday. You mean, the next Friday is the 19th.
Friday's probably August 19th.
Okay. I'm going to be down to go see that. That sounds badass.
Yeah.
You got anything else coming up?
That's it right now.
Can you talk about your little demo you're coming out with or where you're going to put it up at?
Yeah, it's going to be on SoundCloud. Okay. Also, if you go to...
There's a link to your SoundCloud, I think, from... Awesome.
Yeah, it's called Killer Koala's Broken Branches. Breakbeat.
That's badass. You need to still send me an email of how you want the layout of your page. You have representation up right now, but you didn't have any say in what it looks like, so you need to tell me what you want.
Okay. Is there any way for me to get on that page as well?
To log in?
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's kind of a mess.
Okay, well, let me know when that works up, and then we'll figure it out.
Okay. Let's see. So, not this weekend, but next weekend, so...
Oh, wait. Excuse me. September 16th is when it is.
I'm going to double check the date. September 16th, bam, is a Friday.
Yeah, it's September, not August.
Sweet. So, I have a double header. Well, double... Jesus Christ. Come on, man. Get it out of you.
Real quick, I've been trying to get a hold of...
That's a character you should do. You're like, all right, I'm done. And then I go talking. Stop. Oh, wait a second. I got something else that I can
help. I've been trying to get that...
Tuesday the 15th, I'm going to be at the Taco Bell. I'm going to probably order a Bel Grande. And I'm going to be at the Taco Bell for 5 more minutes.
I'm trying to figure out still if World Life Begins is still going to be doing that band stage or not, because they might be cutting the band stage.
I thought you were going to help me get on that.
I'm trying, man. The guy is fucking flaking in.
It's all good.
I don't know. He's
next year. Next year.
Yeah.
That'd be badass. I want to do a festival really bad. There's like 3 things I want to do in music, and festival is one of them. Yeah.
Yeah. I want to try to get in contact with him again, but he's struggling right now because I heard that he lost the land now, too.
That sucks.
Eugene, this bitch, fucking protested against his party. So.
Oh, that sucks. You got anything else?
That's it.
Sweet, man. All right, so let's see.
Oh, wait.
That's fucking hilarious. Stop. I wish I could have that guy on, Stembridge. He was. I'm going to talk about him. All right, so August 12th is next weekend. Not this weekend, next weekend. August 12th, Black Market Sunday will be playing at the Mars Bar and Venus Cafe or something like that in Seattle. I know we have a couple listeners in Seattle, two, maybe three. Do you know about that place? Is it cool or no?
Yeah, it's pretty
Mars
cool.
Mars Bar? Have you been there?
I think I've been there once.
Oh, I'm going to have to check it out. I'll put a link on the website, though. It's the only thing that sucks about never playing at certain places. You have no idea. So you'll show up, and it'll either be really cool or
really shitty.
And you'll just be like, fuck. Seattle is hard as fuck to get in. If you're not from Seattle and you're in a band and you're not, like, well-known or big or anything, it's hard to get a fucking show.
Oh, it is.
It is. It's hard. So this is kind of like our breaking into Seattle type thing. That's at 9 o'clock on August 12th. That'll be cool. And then the next night, August 13th, we're coming back to Portland to play at Barbati's Pan. I always say it wrong. That's going to be a badass show. I'm going to look that up really quick because I don't know if I'm going to be able to podcast in between then. I need to get the name of who we're playing with. It's so cool. Keep talking so I can fill.
What? What do you get when you cross an owl and a bungee cord?
I don't know.
My ass. Enough.
All right, so come on, show upcoming events. Facebook is kind of fucking with me lately.
How do you like that new chat thing?
It is what it is. Okay. This is going to be a cool show. I really want you there because I've heard that one of these girls is a freak that's in the band. It's going to be like this crazy. I think we're opening up. It's going to be this crazy, like, for lack of a better term, sex party. There's going to be like weird. Okay, so I'll just read through real quick. So it's called the Sex Bots with Friends and Lovers.
Wait. I think I know the Sex Bots, actually.
Yeah, well, it's a band with like this cool chick. I don't know her, but I mean, I've heard they have fun. So this is the more info on the Facebook. If you go to Facebook and just look up the Sex Bots, you'll see this. We are turning the club into an art installation for the night, is what it says. Human statues, modern dance, Andrew James glow statues. Musical performances by the Sex Bots, VVV, which I don't know them, but I've heard cool shit. Mir Larson, don't know him, Black Market Sunday. MC'd by Burke Bigler. Let's see, Atmosphere by Dreamscape, Bad Stand Up by Yima Considine. This Yima girl is from the Sex Bots. I guess she's fun. Like, they do crazy shit. So, should be cool. I'm really excited for that.
So, when is it?
It is
August 13th.
August 13th.
So next Saturday.
Yeah, not this Saturday, next Saturday.
All right, weird.
But, if you're listening to this, check that out, because it should be really fun. Doors are at 8:30. The bad thing is it costs $8. But I heard it's going to be like a whole experience. So
I'm down.
Go there with an open mind and have a good time. So thanks, man, for being on again. You're pretty much like my, we're like, you know, we're pretty much it. Like, dang, good. We're the main one. Yeah. So thanks, man. It was fun.
Yeah. Listen next week.
Right on, man. Later.